This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Businesses in the Rocky Mountain states, including Colorado, are expected to ratchet back hiring next year, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, CPR's Sarah Mulholland.
30% of employers surveyed in November expect to increase their headcount during the next 12 months. Last year, 50% of employers expected to add jobs. The pullback in hiring plans accelerated in recent months, Kansas City Fed economists said in a report on the employment outlook for Colorado, New Mexico, and Wyoming. The rationale for adding staff has changed. Last year, alleviating stress on overworked staff and hiring for specific skill sets drove hiring plans. This year, businesses were mostly only hiring to meet increased demand from customers. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Numbers from the Deportation Data Project show immigration and customs enforcement officials are more frequently detaining non-criminals than they have in several previous years. CPR's Allison Sherry.
If someone is being held in civil detention, they generally have to be deemed a flight risk or a threat to public safety. But thousands of non-criminals are being held in immigration detention centers across the country. That includes Colorado, where, in Aurora, people are being held with no criminal records or any pending criminal charges, according to the think tank. This could change, at least in Colorado, given a recent federal ruling that requires ICE to demonstrate to advocates that they're following the law. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A popular ice fishing tournament near Steamboat Springs will return in 2026, but the event will be held later compared to previous years. Organizers moved the date for the Stagecoach Ice Fishing Tournament from January 3rd to the 17th. This is due to concerns over ice thickness. Stagecoach State Park experienced warmer than normal temperatures last month. This is CPR News.